WHO struggles to keep up with mounting sexual misconduct cases against its staffers. By John Hayward on October 24, 2023. The World Health Organization, WHO, on Monday issued a report on its effort to investigate allegations of sexual misconduct against its staffers around the world. The report grimly acknowledged that the number of allegations is still increasing. Although WHO officials were cautiously optimistic that the numbers are going up because victims feel more comfortable with reporting abuses. For the past 2 years, WHO has intensified our work to prevent and respond to any form of sexual misconduct, sexual exploitation, sexual harassment, said the organization's Director of Prevention and Response to Sexual Misconduct, PRS, Geagam Huage. However, the numbers are still going up for the simple reason, I believe, that all the cases have not surfaced yet, she continued. So, the numbers will keep going up for some time. But this does not mean that what we are doing is not having any effect. In fact, what we are doing is surfacing this issue, as well. WHO is working on preventing and responding to sexual misconduct related to its own workforce, our staff, our contractors, our implementing partners, she added. The crackdown on abuse Gamhuge described was launched in May 2021, when WHO was rocked by allegations of widespread sexual abuse by the personnel it deployed to combat the 2018 to 2020 Ebola epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. A number of high-ranking WHO officials were caught lying to conceal the extent of the abuse, much of which was perpetrated by doctors who told Congolese women they could only get desperately needed jobs with WHO if they offered sexual favors in return. A shocking number of women came forward to say they had become pregnant after being forced to have sex with WHO employees. Similar abuses were reported at other United Nations agencies, including the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and UNICEF, the UN Health Charity for Children. Whistleblowers were told to keep quiet because top management felt containing the Ebola outbreak was more important than investigating sexual abuse claims and firing abusive doctors. When the story finally broke, horrified WHO donors demanded a more aggressive system for investigating and prosecuting complaints, including better protection for accusers and whistleblowers. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus responded by promising a profound transformation of his organization's structures and culture. The UN Office of Internal Oversight Services, IOS, reported investigating 287 allegations of sexual abuse by WHO personnel worldwide over the past year. Some of the new complaints concerned behavior that occurred during the 2018 to 2020 Ebola mission to the DRC. Africa and the Eastern Mediterranean were the regions with the highest number of complaints filed. The IOS said several of the perpetrators have already been dismissed, and 25 alleged sex offenders have been loaded into the UN Clear Check database, which would nominally prevent them from ever being hired by a UN agency again. Gamhuge optimistically suggested the rising number of sexual abuse reports means her Special Investigative Unit, which was established after the 2021 scandal, is doing its job. With the work we are doing, we are getting complaints and concerns raised. So, I think we should not expect numbers to go down anytime soon. What we want is to surface all of the numbers, so Lisa and her team can assess which ones need to be investigated, she said, referring to IOS Director Lisa McLennan. What we are looking for is zero tolerance, not for zero cases, Gamhuge said. Critics say WHO remains more interested in covering up the extent of abuses and protecting top officials than making the big changes promised by the Director General Tedros. In February, two of the experts appointed to a WHO panel on sexual abuse said the restrictive approach employed by the organization to investigate misconduct was an absurdity. Some of the victims said they have heard nothing from WHO more than 4 years after filing their complaints. We are not satisfied. The zero-tolerance policy does not mean engaging in subterfuge to make sure no one is responsible for sexual abuse and exploitation, said panel member Eshetu Mindaudu, a former Nigerian government minister and human rights activist. Gamhuge on Monday said that under the reforms implemented by her unit, everyone who works with or for WHO, including senior leadership all the way up to the director general, now has very distinct accountabilities for both preventing and responding to sexual misconduct. Gam Huage said her PRS division plans to host a worldwide stakeholder review in late November to further calibrate the actions we need to take, going into year two of the crusade against sexual abuse. The global event will focus on acknowledging and identifying best practices for addressing sexual misconduct across the system and looking at the joint challenges that we all continue to face, she said.